This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A freezer truck has been set up in Pueblo to store bodies short term. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin reports.
In an emailed statement, Coroner Brian Cotter said the unit is in place to support the county's health care and death care providers. According to the Pueblo County Health Department, there have been 229 pandemic-related deaths there since March. More than 50 were within the past week. State data lists Pueblo County's two-week average positivity rate as 12.2%, which is down from recent weeks. This is the first known use of the freezer trucks in Colorado. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
The Denver Center for Performing Arts is hosting a free viewing party tonight. Here's CPR's Monica Castillo.
20 years ago, Denver premiered the ambitious production of Tantalus, a drama inspired by ancient Greek festivals. Theatrical artists from around the world rehearsed for 6 months before premiering the show, set during the Trojan War. Tonight, the DCPA is revisiting Tantalus with an in-depth documentary, Behind the Mask, and a live free viewing party that starts at 6:30 p.m. Register online for more information. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
Congressman Joe Neguse wants the U.S. House to invest in local parks. The Boulder Democrat and more than two dozen lawmakers requested a one-time emergency aid of $500 million for local parks in future stimulus or infrastructure bills. Coming up on the program, the Federal Reserve has issued new economic forecasts, saying the outlook remains uncertain. Then, the coronavirus surge is colliding with colder weather and the holidays, and many folks are facing difficult conversations with friends and family about whether to and how to gather. Those stories are next on All Things Considered. Also coming up on the program, the coronavirus pandemic has hit Coloradans unequally. Some of those disparities could be caused or worsened by pollution.
The root causes of those health injustices are deeply embedded in every corner of our society.
We'll have that story for you in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. Well, snow is expected to return this weekend, but tonight it will be mostly clear to partly cloudy around the state and lows around 15 on average.